You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Welcome aboard a Tuesday post St. Patrick's Day edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac Elzinga, all with you here today. Good show coming up for you. Scott Savel, the outgoing TV9 sports director, is going to be joining us. We will chronicle all 30 years of Scott's career.
We better start now.
We better start. Bring him on in, Isaac. Uh-huh. Here we go. 30 years. Your top 10 stories in 30 years, Scott. Go. No, we will talk with Scott Savel. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be coming up in the back half of the program. We'll update you on the latest on the Iowa men's basketball coaching search. We'll talk about that. A lot of things basketball. Reveal our picks for the men's basketball tournament. Did you do, Isaac, a women's basketball bracket?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I did too. Mark did not. Mark, you
I'll
did not.
I'll give you my winner. That's all okay. That matters, right?
All right. You can give us your winner, and that's fine. We'll get your thoughts about it as well. 319-366-1600. Tournament gets underway this evening with the first four. And we will have that for you at 5:30. Spencer on Sports will be shortened today, 4 o'clock until 5:30. And at 5:30, it will be the first game of the tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for St. Francis and Alabama State. Nothing better than the Red Flash and the Hornets to get things underway. And then you've got a good one at 8:10, scheduled for an 8:10 start. That'll be North Carolina and San Diego State from Dayton going at it. And, of course, tomorrow we will have the Iowa State women in the first four. They will take on Princeton, right?
Correct. It's
Princeton. Princeton Tigers tomorrow. And that will be at 5:30 with a 6 o'clock tip-off. And as soon as that is done tomorrow, we will get you to the second game of the Wednesday night edition of the first four, and that will be Xavier in Texas. And should be good games from Dayton. They always are. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that is also 319-366-1600. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well down toward the bottom of the hour. You got your Twins hat on today. It is, I guess it is the unofficial official opening day of Major League Baseball, in case you missed it, and in case you weren't up at, 5:10 this morning, Isaac?
Yeah,
first pitch?
4:35, I think, was pregame.
5:10, first pitch. Dodgers beat the Cubs today 4-1. We'll have the game tomorrow for you right here on 1600 ESPN. As well, Eastern Iowa's new home of Cubs baseball. And again, we will have around 130-ish games for you coming up this year for the Chicago Cubs. And Shohei Ohtani, a big hit, had a big influence on the game today, as you might well expect with the L.A. Dodgers. And he'll get paid in 2058. I'm still bitter about that.
It's not like he was coming to the White Sox.
Oh, I know he's not coming to the White Sox.
What do you have to be bitter about?
Because it's bad. It's a bad model for
this
baseball.
This is a long conversation that you should have with Cal coming up next week.
And
or
we
week
will.
Yes.
And we have.
I didn't tune in. I got the result about when it was finished. And all I wanted to know is impressions from our friend, Mr. Cub, Jeff Wessel.
Oh.
And he figures the Cubs will go 161-1.
Now that they lost the first game.
Yes, and today was, the Cubs probably threw the game for international relations purposes. That was his response. I didn't ask him if I could, it's just between you and me, Scott, so, you know, I'm sure Jeff won't care. But
no.
If you know Jeff Wessel, that's his attitude.
Yeah,
you know?
Good dude. Good dude. 319-366-1600. All right, the latest as far as Iowa men's basketball, and day four has been interesting, to say the very least. I think we can ascertain now, Mark, that there was a meeting between Beth Getz and Darren DeVries. I think that is pretty much known. Pete Thamel, who has kind of taken the lead, even though he's a college football reporter, but he's a college sports reporter. Many people that don't like what he's reporting are reminding him that he's a college football reporter, not a college basketball reporter. But he has enough connections in every athletic department that he is pretty reliable. But he was the first to report today, early this afternoon, that he is saying Darren DeVries is not going to be the next men's basketball coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And now several after that first report are also reporting that.
I never enjoyed writing or investigating coaches' searches when I was in the newspaper business. It was a wild goose chase. It may be easier, harder now. I don't know. But just following some of the people who are covering it, Jeff Goodman from CBS Sports reported at 11 o'clock that DeVries and Drake Spen-McCollum and a quote-unquote mystery candidate were Iowa's top three. And then about less than 2 hours later, Pete Thamel of ESPN comes in and says Darren DeVries not interested in the Iowa coaching job.
Now, go ahead.
And from there, it's just been repetition of people retweeting it, citing Thamel as if it's gospel. Thamel didn't quote his source or anything. I'm not doubting his reporting, but clearly there probably was at least a phone conversation between Getz and DeVries. Otherwise, Thamel's sources would not have told him what they apparently did. And now what for Iowa if DeVries is out of the race? Why is he out of the race? Why is he out of the race? Because a lot of people, Darren DeVries was the top candidate.
And that is also changing as we speak, because
people
many people
covering this thing saying, oh, one day it's Darren DeVries, the ultimate ideal choice for Beth Getz. Today, it's Spen-McCollum.
I meant Spen-McCollum the whole time.
Yeah, right. Tomorrow to be somebody that you and I and nobody else has even thought about.
Brian Wardle, Bradley. I still think he might be the mystery guy.
I've been on the Spen-McCollum train the whole time, though. I said Friday, I think Darren DeVries is unlikely, given the current resources for men's basketball at Iowa. I just thought it was unlikely. I think it was probably the most exciting hire for Iowa fans. I also thought it was the most unlikely just based on the current standing of Iowa men's basketball.
319-366-1600 thoughts coming in. We'll get to those coming up in a moment. Why is Darren DeVries apparently not going to be the next coach at Iowa? Well, you can come up with three theories. Number one, West Virginia, as Kevin Lehman, and if you missed our talk with Kevin Lehman yesterday, our Off the Glass segment, usually on Thursdays, pushed to Monday this week because of the NCAA tournament. We asked him that, and he mentioned the fact that Greg McDermott is the ultimate guy to use negotiations to help himself get a new contract. There are others, too, not just pointing out for Mac, but perhaps Darren DeVries, after 1 year, not making the tournament, being one of the first teams outside of the 68, using this as a push to get a new contract. That's one theory. Second theory is now that apparently the Indiana Hoosiers are coming a calling to Mr. DeVries. And let's face it, as far as basketball is concerned, Indiana's got more money, they've got more NIL money, and they've got more cachet than the Iowa Hawkeyes. That could be theory number two. Theory number three is he wasn't happy with what he was told was going to be the NIL output at Iowa. I got to think it's one of those three, Mark.
Number three, circle it, star it, whatever you want to do. Whoever's the hot candidate, DeVries, McCollum, whatever, if they're so hot, other teams are going to be pursuing them as well. You mentioned Indiana, probably for both. And I think we said it at the time that Fran McCaffrey was let go. The problem at Iowa, immediately anyway, is apparently the NIL money and being able to compete with a school like Indiana, maybe a school like West Virginia, and so many others. If indeed Iowa is ranked near the bottom, if not the bottom of the NIL available funds in the Big Ten, then that's a problem. And who's to fix it? Maybe the next coach pressing a little flesh along the way, but ultimately it's the Iowa fan.
Giving through the NIL fund,
right.
The Swarm.
Yeah.
Besides giving money for your tickets, besides giving money to the athletic department to keep your tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
We tend to look in coaching searches for, and this is not a huge revelation, of connections. And the connection with DeVries was clear. He's from Iowa, played at UNI. McCollum from Iowa, coaching in Iowa now. We look at other, you know, connections along the way. Fran McCaffrey had no connection to Iowa.
Tom Davis had no connection to Iowa.
No.
Lute Olson had no connection to Iowa. And, yeah, it's not like Iowa has to go through the family, like Michigan during the Schembechler days. You know, you can't hire anyone outside the family. Speaking of the family... Matt in Fairfax saying, why isn't Dean Oliver being talked about in the search? He's got pedigree and was a Hawkeye. Dean Oliver right now is down with Iowa United in Des Moines. He was assistant coach at Wisconsin. Now he's with the basketball prep school, the new one in Des Moines. His son is a junior. Oldest son is a junior at Waukee Northwest this past year. So that is Isaiah. I don't know. You got to ask Dean Oliver if he wants to get back into coaching in a big, big way. 2112 says, well said, Mark. Let her do her job. I like 6714 for you, Isaac. Go back to airplane tracking. It's more reliable.
Yeah, that's, again, I couldn't make any sense of it, so I don't know if I'm the man to be airplane tracking out here.
319-366-1600.
There's apparently a ship coming back from the moon. Maybe check that out.
That could be a Knicks coach. What about Nick Nurse as a candidate? I don't think Nick Nurse is going to be wanting to go into college basketball after winning an NBA world championship.
No more so than Brad Stevens.
No.
Who Getz has a connection with.
Very true. Very, very true. And yes, Caitlin Clark revitalizing the women did not do the men one favor at all. The two can live in harmony with one another, but you got to find the funds.
Works in Connecticut.
Works in Connecticut, works in a lot of other places, but you got to find the funds there. 5308 saying DeVries is going to end up at Indiana, bring in Chris Jans. Well, if Darren DeVries does not want to take basically a lateral step, and the more and more I think about it between West Virginia and Iowa, I think it is a pretty lateral step. Why is Chris Jans going to want to leave?
Except for the NIL money.
Except for the NIL money. Why would Chris Jans want to leave Mississippi State to come to Iowa, even though he has ties as well, has some baggage too? Talked about that with Kevin Lehman yesterday. My guess is, without investigating and without seeing it in black and white, Mississippi State has a little bit more NIL money to throw around. Why would you leave a SEC that just put 14 of their 16 teams into the NCAA tournament to come and revitalize things in Iowa City? I don't know. Maybe he's thinking about it. Maybe he's been contacted. Maybe he is not interested at all in coming back.
The one thing about this is when the NCAA settlement ruling is final and schools then are allowed to pay NIL, as I understand it, that could change the landscape. Right now, the NIL is separate from the school. So when this NCAA ruling comes down, I think in summertime, I think it is scheduled, that may change things as well. I don't know.
Iowa better have a coach by then.
It doesn't get rid of NIL. Like, it doesn't get rid of the Swarm Collective, though. Those will still operate.
Yes.
So there will be money directly from the schools, but there will also be extra money through NIL collectives
on top of that.
You do need to still fund the Swarm and stuff like that if you're a fan.
Couple people asking on the text line, is it time to panic? No, it's only been 4 days. It's not time to panic yet. It's only been 96 hours.
You can tell Iowa fans are not used to a big time sort of coaching search. This is pretty normal stuff for a lot of schools that go through coaching changes.
And we aren't used to it in Iowa City. There has not been a big time coaching search in a long time. I mean, even when Lisa stepped down and retired, that was 48 hours. Boom, Jan Jensen's your new coach.
If athletic directors are true to their word, remember all those stories and releases, press releases, the last word is, the last sentence is, a national search is underway. National, okay? So it better be a national search.
And it is, I'm sure. And that's what those groups and companies are for.
There's going to be a name pop up. There's going to be the next head coach that we haven't even thought about. Some of you weren't alive, but I remember when Hayden Fry was alive or was hired at Iowa by Bump Elliott to replace Bob Cummins. Nobody knew who Hayden Fry was here.
They didn't know where North Texas was. Or Odessa or anywhere.
A much different time, I understand. But that's the way these coaching hirings work.
It is very true. Nobody knew about Kirk Ferentz. I remember back at that coaching search way back in the day. Maine. This guy was here for 2 years.
Well, he was an assistant with Fry for a while.
For a couple years. And then went off to the East Coast to be a head coach, came from Maine, and it's like, what in the last person everybody thought it was going to be was Kirk Ferentz. And been pretty good. It's been all right.
Don't open up that can of worms.
319-366-1600. Hopefully for our sake, Beth had a plan A through Z before letting Fran go. I'm sure she's got a plan. She's not going through this half-heartedly. Beth Getz knows what she's doing, and Iowa will have a coach sometime within the next, I'm going to say, 10 days, Mark. I think that's a pretty good bet, right? 10 days?
I think so. And there's going to be a knee-jerk reaction if it's not DeVries and it's not McCollum. The person hired is not going to be universally accepted. I can almost guarantee it.
Even McCollum wouldn't be universally accepted because there's going to be a lot of people that refer to Licklider. Just because there are a lot of, I understand the concerns there. There are a lot of comparisons. But even McCollum won't be universally accepted, even though he is a top name for a lot of people.
Oh, we are already coming up with Iowa fans trying to get to find reasons around that little loophole that you bring up, Isaac, that... Oh, it's not. This is Licklider basketball. Well, yeah, but he was offensive, Ken Palm rating in Division II for 3 years prior to this was really good. The one thing about Ben McCollum I've heard, and Kevin Lehman has said this to us, that he adapts to his personnel. If he's got a good defensive team, he's going to play a half-court defensive-minded game. If he's got guys that can run a little bit more, he's going to get up and down the court a little bit more. That's what I know Kevin Lehman likes. I've heard other people talking with others, especially last week down in Des Moines at the state tournament. Good place to find a lot of scuttlebutt, by the way.
Not in Des Moines.
Well, in Des Moines for two more years. So a lot of people, big fans of Ben McCollum. Now, keep in mind, it's Des Moines. It's Des Moines' team, hometown team, as the moniker says for the Drake Bulldogs. A lot of things can happen there. Remember reference to Major Search? Bobby Stoops was the first choice. Oh, man. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the Jim Class.
There is much we don't know and more that we'll never know. How about that? I'm going to write that on a whiteboard there, Isaac? Or
those are instructions that Jaden put there. I'm not going to touch the whiteboard.
Okay.
I don't know. Tomorrow will bring a whole different set of circumstances, and then we'll have to wait till Monday to talk about it again due to the NCAA tournament.
All of a sudden, people are not advancing Drake in their bracket because they want McCollum to be available.
Well, speaking of that, do we want to do that just ahead of 4
sure,
o'clock?
Why not?
Or do we want to do it now? We got Scott coming up in on the on-deck circle here. And we want to carve out a good piece of time for him. You know, what are they going to do, fire him if he's not ready to go at 6 o'clock for the sports? He's going to be leaving here in a week and a half or so. But we're going to talk to Scott Sable coming up in a little bit. Let's do this. We'll go ladies first here. We'll go with our picks. For your championship pick, Isaac and I filled out a women's basketball bracket. So let's start right there. Isaac, you want to give your final four while I pull up my bracket here?
Yeah, I had UCLA, UConn, South Carolina, and Notre Dame as my final four. UCLA and Notre Dame in the championship game with UCLA winning.
Holy cow. Say that again.
UCLA, UConn, South Carolina, Notre Dame.
That's what I have.
Hey, that's good. Last year, I crushed the women's bracket. I had like a 96-97% accuracy rate. I got all of the Final Four. I picked the championship game correctly.
Who's your winner?
UCLA over Notre Dame.
Over Notre Dame. Okay. Well, I went Oppo. I have South Carolina and UConn, and I've got Geno winning it. UConn, I have a sneaking suspicion that they're a little bit perturbed that they haven't won one in several seasons. And Paige Beckers, I think, is going to put this team on her back and win this thing. So I'm taking UConn. You have UCLA. Mark?
I've got UConn as well. Even though it's on the tougher side of the bracket, would have to get by USC, would have to get by UCLA, maybe have to get by Iowa, I don't know. But UConn is my pick to win it all, beating South Carolina.
All right. South Carolina did not look happy when they were chosen for... Okay, we were talking about it in a sports office before here, Mark. All these women's teams are angry when they're a number one seed because they weren't the overall number one seed.
Spencer addressed it well on his program
yes,
yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You're a one seed. Enjoy it.
Also, I mentioned I thought South Carolina's region is easier than UCLA's.
I do too. Yeah.
I do too.
So I don't know why they would be complaining about their draw there. UCLA had a tougher draw, in my opinion.
As several people have said on the text line yesterday, nationally as well, and it's just kind of the way it worked out. USC is the fourth number one seed. UConn, the top number two seeds. Everyone's why do you put the best two recognizable players in the same region? Well, it's a team game, everybody. Who knows? It may not be Paige Beckers and Juju Watkins meeting up in that regional final. You don't know at this point. But at any rate, everybody's got to complain. No, Paige Beckers is not going to blow out her knee putting her team on her back 34-16. Gonna swoop in and lead him to the championship. That's my pick. All right. 329. Let's get to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids and right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And they are right across, I mentioned across from the Lindale Mall, and they're open at 4 o'clock and online at emailsideaway.com.
And I presume the men's bracket picks after Scott Sable.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. On the scoreboard today, Kylie Fuhrbach has announced she plans to return to the Iowa women's basketball team next season. It will be Fuhrbach's sixth season. Center Riley Mulvey of Iowa announced he will enter the transfer portal. Mulvey will play next season as a graduate transfer. He is the fourth Hawkeye to enter the portal. Kirkwood's men's and women's basketball teams are in action today at national junior college tournaments. Earlier today, the women's team downed Rock Valley of Illinois 84-75 and will play Thursday in the quarterfinals. The men's team is on the court right now, just starting its second-round game against Kansas City Community College. Finally, the Associated Press men's All-America team was announced today in men's basketball. Duke's Cooper Flagg and Auburn's Johnny Broom were unanimous selections. They were joined in the first team by Braden Smith of Purdue, Mark Sears of Alabama, and Walter Clayton of Florida. The AP selected three teams and 12 honorable mention picks. Iowa State's Curtis Jones and Drake's Bennett Sturts were honorable mention.
Good. Good for them. Also, big news coming out of Boone and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. They announced today that the Iowa Boys State Basketball Tournament on the move one more year in Des Moines. And then after, gosh, it'll be six or seven decades.
63, I think it's been played
since
in Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Yeah.
Since 1963, the tournament will be moving to Hilton Coliseum in Ames starting in 2027. Not conveniently.
Coincidentally.
Coinciding with the opening of Sci-Town. And ladies and gentlemen, free parking. You are welcome. If you can find some around Sci-Town.
Interesting move.
Yeah, interesting move. For five-year contract, 27, 28, 29, 30, and 31. We'll see. I'm really interested in how this is going to go. I think there are a lot of positives. Like you and I talked about earlier today, and many others have pointed out, the one negative may be it's going to be less hotel space. There's going to be the hotel, the Cardinal, that's going to be inside town. But there aren't going to be as many rooms as there are in Des Moines and West Des Moines. May have to drop down to Ankeny or go to Des Moines, stay there. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But a little Hilton magic for everybody. Now we'll see what the girls do. Do they elect to remain in Des Moines? We'll find out. 3:32, we'll take a break. Scott Sable joins us when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And there will still be sunshine this afternoon with clouds gradually building in through the rest of this evening. Temperatures will still be climbing into the 70s. It will be a bit breezy, leading to elevated fire danger. Then tonight, we'll have those clouds sticking around and temperatures dropping to a low around 50. By morning, there will be some scattered showers and storms, some of which may contain hail. And during the afternoon, there could be some storms with strong winds and hail with a changeover to snow through the afternoon and evening. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star. And with the temperatures moving on up, that means it's summer dessert time, and that includes Nature's Touch ice cream. which is on sale right now for $4.99. You can get a gallon of Nature's Touch ice cream, chocolate or vanilla. Limit two for $4.99 a gallon. Why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. So stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star and pick up some Nature's Touch ice cream, as well as some Kitchen Cravings bacon wrap pork loins. 5 ounces, four for $5, $2.49 each. Limit four. Any 12-pack of soda, two for $10. Limit two. Assorted varieties are available. And the Quickery's delicious white bread, 99 cents for the 1-pound loaf. Limit two. All that and a whole lot more available at your convenient neighborhood Quick Star.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Hoop it up with me, 1600 ESPN Spencer Wagon, Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2, and catch the college basketball action at the job site on Maiden Lane in Iowa City.
3:36 back with you here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. We'll get to Scott Savel coming up here in just seconds. Want to remind you, tomorrow, the Iowa State women in action at 5:30 with the pregame, 6:05 with the tip-off against Princeton. In the first four, that will be from South Bend, Indiana. And the Iowa State men in action on Friday morning, that will be an 11:30 pregame, 12:30 with that tip-off in their first-round game of the NCAA tournament. And then we'll get back to Westwood One's coverage after that. And those brought to you by Lisa Nolan, Lisa Nolan Realtor, online at lisanolanrealtor.com. And one more time for this individual to enjoy the scheduling fun that is the month of March. Our friend Scott Savel from TV9 Sports joining us here. And this is the most fun time of the year, I'm sure, Scott, for you, for us, for everybody out there. But, man alive, it is logistically a nightmare, isn't it?
It is, and I feel bad that I'm going to be done Friday. So I will miss some of the madness anyway.
Some of the madness. Well, man, let me be the 198th in line to congratulate you on your impending retirement. And the only thing that when I first heard that, the one thing that went through my mind was, man alive, I've worked with Scott so many years, man, I got to do this.
You don't have to do it.
I don't have to do it. We're not planning on that anytime soon. Mark and I aren't. So
yeah, I appreciate both of your friendships over the years. And obviously, Scott, we worked together for a long time at KCRG and had some great times together.
Scott, so many directions we could go with your career, a decorated one at that, but I want to ask you about, you know, I'm surprised sometimes and actually gratified when somebody says, oh, I got a clipping of, remember clipping, Scott, of your article, and I know you Nash and his calls and, you know, John and his big old fish and whatnot, with Athlete of the Week or on Iowa. I wonder if you keep in touch with the people that got to be, you know, they remember those times and will forever.
Yeah, I remember one of my first ones, Henick at Prairie High School, and we were going to wrestle, and I ran out of the wrestling room and out on I-380, and he chased me in a singlet. I remember all of these with incredibly fond times. And it's the number one thing that I've enjoyed the most in my career is seeing these high school kids and watching them go on and progress and be tremendous athletes, some pro athletes, leaders in our community, not in athletics, doctors. You know, it was funny. My wife got hurt the other day or last year in a bike accident. We went in the emergency room, and there was Martin, the great running back at Xavier High School. He was a doctor. Yeah. So it's just great, great times with these athletes, and to watch them progress has been a lot of fun.
Well, it's interesting because so many people look back on it and say, you know what, yeah, there were Final Fours, there were national championships, there was this and that, that many national people always recognize. But so many times it comes down to, man, I miss covering high school sports and the sure. little things like that. And I know you put a lot of effort into that.
Yeah, it's pure. It's the only pure sports that we have left right now. College athletics is obviously a mess. I'm not saying that athletes shouldn't be paid, but there's no rules right now. It's the wild, wild west. So the high school athletes are truly, truly doing it for the love of sports. And I had such a great upbringing playing high school sports when I was younger that it's always been near and dear to me.
Scott, so many road trips. I want you to take us back to what you were thinking the Saturday night of Masters Week in 2007.
Well, actually, that was not Masters Week. I know the story that you're talking about was Zach Johnson.
That was in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, yeah, yes.
It was the Bell South Classic in Atlanta, and Zach was had a chance to win in the final round. And I thought, you know, we need to be there. This guy wins. This is a huge story. He's come out of nowhere, not even the best player on his high school team. We need to be here. So I called my news director at the time, Bob Smith, who was great and let us do a lot of things. And I said, Bob, I want to get in the car and drive to Atlanta. He said, hey, you want to do it, knock yourself out, call the PGA officials. And they said, if you're willing to drive all the way here, we'll get your credentials. So I knew it'd be a tough drive by myself. So I had an intern working with me at the time, and he was out getting something to eat. He came back. I said, get your coat. We're driving to Atlanta. We drove through the night, got there just in time to watch Zach tee off, followed him all the way around for 18 holes. Of course, he won, got the interview right on the green. Even the Golf Channel said, you guys go first. You drove all the way, you know, from Iowa. Back then, they didn't have a way to send it back, but I had a friend that I used to work with in Nevada, Mike Alanos from CNN, and he let us in the building, and we sent it back and had the interview with Zach and all of his supporters and followers that were also there back then, and just an incredible experience.
I still remember that, getting there on Monday and just, what? He did what?
it's something that I would never take back. I would do it again in a heartbeat because those stories, and we've had some tremendous ones with Kurt Warner, which that was an incredible run. I remember going to Sunday games every weekend in St. Louis, all the championship games. We actually took off right from the NFC Championship to the Super Bowl to get there before the team got there. So when Kurt got off the bus, we were able to get an exclusive interview because once everyone shows up at the Super Bowl and there's a story like Kurt Warner, you're not getting interviews. So we were able to get that, and that was such a fun time covering that story. Two of the greatest stories that I think that in the history of sports. I mean, nobody does what Kurt Warner did. They just don't. Just doesn't happen.
True. And in our backyard here in Eastern Iowa.
Amazing. And I feel so blessed to be able to cover both of those stories.
And we've had so many of those. I mean, Caitlin Clark is fresh in everyone's minds. We know that.
Yeah.
And the two national championship appearances, Kurt Warner going back. I mean, you can go back to, the Tim Dwight days.
Those were fantastic. Best high school athlete I've ever seen is Tim Dwight.
Yeah.
And I happened to play against and with some pretty good high school athletes. None of them held a candle to Tim Dwight. At 5'8", 170 pounds, and the way he played the game, I'd probably never see it again.
Scott, you built really a brand with your Athlete of the Week segments in which you participate in most, if not all. And I wonder if there's one that stood out like, man, I shouldn't have done that or whatever it may have been.
Oh, there were several.
Some of the challenges that I've done have been mistakes. I remember the bullfighting was a mistake. I had ridden a bull. There was a young man from Cedar Rapids, from Marion, actually, that was a bullfighter, professional bullfighter, and he talked me into trying to ride a bull, and I did that, and I got off the bull and ran like crazy. You know, the bull was distracted. He was out there. It's not a problem. He said, well, now we need to try bullfighting, which is what they do, where they let the bull out, and he comes at you, and you got to get away from him. But he made it sound easy. He made it sound like all I had to do is throw my hat. This bull's name was Dr. Kevorkian. Throw my hat. This is downtown at the U.S. Cellular Center at the time. Throw my hat. He's going to look at it. Then you run to the side of him, and you stiff arm him, and then you run up the fence. I threw the hat. He never even looked at it. So then one thing I learned in an arena that's filled with mud and dirt, and you have cowboy boots on, you cannot outrun a bull.
No.
So I turned and started to run away from him. He got me with his horns in between the rear end. My cheeks were both bright purple, threw me up in the air, and ran me over and broke my ribs.
Oh, fun
that
times.
Was not wise. That was not wise.
Oh, man.
I crick jumping stands out. That was a lot of fun. Jake Paul I, who was one of the best pole vaulters in the world at the time, you and I athlete, to be on the pole vault team there, you had to be able to crick jump, where you took a pole and you put it in the creek, and it was probably, you know, whatever, 15, 20 yards a length way, so you had to go to the other side of the creek. But it was a long ways down if you didn't make it. So I did that, didn't make it the first time, landed on some rocks, got up, made it the second time. I was still proud of myself. And about a week later, the cross-country coach did it and punctured his lung, and they rushed him to the hospital.
Oh, jeez.
And then one of the things I really enjoyed when I lived out in Nevada was boxing. I always wanted to box as a kid, and my parents wouldn't let me. So I got out there, and I did these sports challenges. One time, an undefeated boxer called me up, and we went at it. And then I started becoming friends with these boxers, and Greg Houghton was a good friend of mine who passed a couple of weeks ago, four-time world champ, and we used to spar on a regular basis, and then other fighters would come in, Boom Boom Mancini, all these fighters would come in, and they would set up the rings in the middle of the casino, and they put it on the billboard, and I'd fight these guys. Black eyes through the headgear, you know, things like that, but just a lot of fun, something that I really enjoyed.
Scott Zabel joining us here, the outgoing sports director at TV9 at 3:46 here on a Tuesday in Eastern Iowa. And I'm sure you've had so many people that could be considered some of your favorites over the years, Iowa State athletes, UNI athletes, heck, Cornell, Kirkwood, doesn't even matter. You know about the big ones. Are there any, you know, that maybe people don't remember quite a bit about that you really struck up friendships with or just, you know, enjoyed being around them?
Well, I've enjoyed being around all of them. The things that really strike me are the families, the incredible families in Eastern Iowa. Start with the Murrays, you know, in the way that Kenyon raised his children and the whole Chris Street thing. That we ran that on the air last night. They interviewed Kenyon, and I mean, I just teared up. I thinking about Chris and how special he was and what an athlete he was and what he would have become had he not been killed tragically in that accident. So their family's just been incredible. The Bohannon, just think of all the great families, the Helmers, the McCowans. I mean, you can go on and on of these incredible families and how successful that their children became because of the way they were raised and the environment here in Eastern Iowa and how competitive it is. And it's been so much fun to meet all of these families over the years. And every athlete of the week I've done is really special to me and I've enjoyed being around them and following their careers and seeing them progress. So I couldn't name just one. There's been so many of them.
Scott, what's in store for you and for TV9?
Well, for me, I'm going to go to Costa Rica with my wife a week after I'm done this Friday for 10 days. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go be a professional golf caddy.
Ah! Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding there.
Oh, okay, explain that.
My son-in-law is a pro golfer. And I'm flying a week after I get back from Costa Rica. I'm flying to the Club Pro Nationals, PGA Club Pro Nationals in Port St. Lucie, and I'm going to caddy for him.
Okay.
And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Now, which daughter's husband is this?
This is Madeline Mookie, who I used to call Mookie.
Mookie's.
Yeah, he's a teaching pro at the Carolina Country Club.
Man, you struck gold.
We have developed a special relationship. He's from Scotland, and he was the player of the year in the Carolinas this year, which is North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. And he's just been able to start playing competitive golf on the PGA because he got his PGA card, and you know he had to get his green card and other things. And so looking forward to that. Obviously, if he strikes it big, I think he's won five. He won five times last summer and was in the top ten just about every other time. He'd already played in the Assistant Pro National, which is on the same course. So if he does well, you know, top 20 in ties, go to the PGA Championship, he's going to find a real caddy.
Well, no. What if you can't change things up if it's going well?
Well, I would suggest him to change things up, and I just hope I don't cost him a stroke in this tournament. And I hope I can make 6 days in a row carrying a 40-pound bag.
Now get That'll your percentage.
In itself.
Get your percentage, Scott.
That's 15%, right? If he would win and then win the PGA, that's $5 million there. So we're talking a lot of money.
Could be. That's great.
And anyways, when I come back, that's obviously not going to be my job. When I come back, I'm going to work at Hall Bike. I have a passion for cycling. And I'm going to work at the YMCA. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm going to ride my bike across the country a couple of times. I'm going to start with the southern route from San Diego to St. Augustine, Florida. And then the next one I'm going to do is going to be from Canada to Mexico. They call that the Great Divide.
Very good. A lot of good plans.
So I'm excited about that. Yeah.
Big plans.
I won't be sitting at home. I thought about just sitting at home and watching reruns of Leave It to Beaver and eating chips on the couch, but my wife's not real fond of that idea. So. That's another thing. I'll get to see my wife. I've not seen my wife in over 40 years.
Well, and you know what? And you, Mark, myself, you, everybody, that they make the biggest sacrifices because you're right. They don't see us.
No, she's moved around this country with me, and she's a teacher, works at a school, so. She's up at 6:30, so that's how I get up. I hear her, but I don't ever see her, right? And then when I'm coming home, and I come through the door at about 11:30, I ride my bike home, 11:45, and I walk in the door, and all I hear is the house shaking and her snoring upstairs. We don't share a bedroom, because it's impossible if we did. So I hope that we can keep the marriage together.
I think you'll be fine. Think you'll be fine. So you're not pulling a sideline Freddy, and you're not going to be around on camera.
I can never say no on, you know, that right now, but he's got that job. There's only one of those jobs, right? So until he would retire, there's not that job available. So we'll just see how things go. There's no way to know and predict the future and plan the future when you retire. It's just day by day and try to enjoy it.
We'll see you on the air week one, Scott.
lugging a camera on a Friday night in late August.
Well, I've enjoyed that dearly. You know, I can tell you that's one of my favorite things, actually. It's something that I really enjoy. So it wouldn't be all that bad.
No, it would be great. And we will miss you. We will see you, though. It's good to know that you're still going to be, when you're not biking around the world or around the country, we will still see you in town.
And I listen to you all the time. Every day I listen to you.
Well, appreciate that.
Of the week, what do I have on? I have you guys on. So yeah. You guys are tremendous and a lot of fun to listen to.
Well, appreciate that, Scott.
Appreciate it, Scott.
You have an open invitation whenever you want to call in or stop in.
I might do that.
Scott Sable, guest host. How's that sound?
That sounds great to me.
There you go. We're done. We got her taken care of. Isaac, write it down.
I appreciate everything you guys have done over the years and all the kind words and everything. And what you've done for local athletes has been tremendous, both of you guys.
All right. Scott, thanks, Scott. Always appreciate it and enjoy retirement.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a good night, all right? If you're not doing anything Friday, stop by down here at Nubo. We're going to have a big party at Parlo City. So that starts at 7 o'clock. My last show is Friday at 6:30, or at 6. I'll get off there at 6:30, and then we'll have some cocktails.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Thank
Scott.
You. Take care.
You bet. Scott Sable, the outgoing sports director at TV9, joining us here at 3:54. He will be missed. One of a kind. The best kind out there. Take a break, come back, and wrap things up. Give our picks when we return.
Pin Seekers and Old Town Construction are teaming up to fight cancer with Coaches versus Cancer.
Join us, 1600 ESPN's Todd Brommelkamp
and Spencer Wagon,
for a March basketball watch party with Old Town Construction Friday from 2 until 5 at Pin Seekers in Tiffin.
10% of proceeds will be donated to Coaches versus Cancer.
You'll have a great time while you help with a tremendous cause.
Enjoy food and drink specials plus a basketball shooting competition in the main lounge.
See you Friday from 2 to 5.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Fleming Irrigation. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMradio.com for scheduled games.
This is the story of the one. He is responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Back to wrap things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Ironside, live from the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, and the Rocky statue tomorrow on the program. All right, we gave our women's predictions. Time for our men's predictions before the tournament kicks off in about an hour and a half. I will go first because I am that confident in my picks. Here we go. Didn't go completely chalk. Auburn, St. John's, Duke and Tennessee, and Duke to beat St. John's. I'm back to the future, baby, in this thing. Cooper flag holding the flag at the end. Mark.
Wouldn't be a stretch. I didn't get too crazy in my bracket. I do have two 12 seeds winning.
I got Drake winning too.
I've got Liberty beating Oregon and UC San Diego beating Michigan.
Final four.
Because of Big Ten is so. Yeah, we need to do that, don't we? Auburn, Florida, and Duke, Houston in the final four. Houston to beat Auburn.
All right. Defense Houston travels. And Duke. Isaac?
I had, for my final four, Michigan State, Florida, Duke, and Kentucky.
Okay. Michigan State.
Yes, Michigan State. I don't know. It felt lame having Auburn in there. That was more just like, I think it would be fun if Michigan State made a run.
And who's your winner?
Florida over Duke.
So we all have different teams, correct? Florida over Duke. Mm-hmm. You took Florida. I have Duke, Florida.
Yep. I took Houston.
Houston.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Those are the picks. So please go against all of those if you have half a brain. Back with you tomorrow. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 until 6. Enjoy the basketball.
A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever. That's 4